Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Welcome to the Quiet Storm. That is Entertainment Earth's Toy of the Week podcast. It is Friday. It is October 23rd, 2009. Today we're here to tell you about Star Wars action figures. I know it's a radical departure from usual, but really, what else are we going to talk about? Wave 10, A New Hope. With Expanded Universe. In a moment. New at Entertainment Earth! Free shipping! Free shipping is now available at Entertainment Earth for orders $59 or more. So come to entertainmentearth.com, click on the banner, read the details, and order away and enjoy free shipping on your order of $59 or more. There really wasn't a question so much as a request. Welcome back to the Toy Podcast. This week, we've got new figures. Let's take a look at them, shall we? I'm going to drop the whole stupid voice thing. It was amusing at first, but now it's just kind of annoying. Anyway, what do we got? First, Lisa Serlin, or Sirloin, or something. This is a Cantina alien who is basically wearing very little clothing. She's got a giant bulbous head, looks kind of like the leader from the Hulk comics. She has a holster on her boot, and she is super articulated. Her costume, because of the thong-like rear area, which of course I have to look at, is very modern, so I don't necessarily think this is a perfectly accurate representation of the outfit in the 70s, but it's still a fine action figure, and since you'd be buying this figure to put in your Cantina diorama anyway, well worth getting. Except for the fact that I think she's very pink, and I always expected her skin more of a creamy color, but yeah, it's kind of like strawberry ice cream pink. It's not terrible, it's just the way it is. Next we have Hetchek Kelfas. She has a glass too. He also has a glass. He's a very bizarre figure because Hasbro changed him to look more like Trandoshans and Bossk rather than the character from the movie. For example, he has bare feet. The character in the movie supposedly has boots. He has gold eyes with a black dot in the middle instead of just all black eyes like he looks like on the figure's card back, including the painted figure. Details good. Figure can sit. Mine has a weird rub in his crotch area. I don't know why. Doesn't look that great. But he's got green arms, brown skin, good detail on the skin, open mouth. I think if they got the eyes the right color, this would be my favorite figure from the wave, but it looks a little off otherwise. The vest is not removable. The holster does hold his blaster, and he's got pretty great detail. If you're just going to have him standing around in your Cantina diorama, great figure. Next we got Han Solo. Han Solo has Stormtrooper armor for some reason. The helmet fits over his head just fine. It's bigger than most Stormtrooper helmets. The belt is essentially non-removable, but he does have a removable grenade in the back, and the holster basically works. There's Stormtrooper armor specifically designed to fit over his chest, and the white shirt he wears with his black vest, the white shirt part on his chest is yellowish, and the arms is very white. So they don't really match up. But he does have a decent head sculpt. And it's basically the vintage Han Solo body with a new belt. So those of you who like that figure and needed one for customs or just to have, this is a easy way to get that one. Next we got Ki-Adi-Mundi. Ki-Adi-Mundi is based on Episode 3 concept art with an eye patch and swashbuckling attire. More like a pirate than a Jedi. Like Lisa Serlin, he's also very pink. He has a light blue lightsaber. Brand new sculpt, super articulated, just like Han Solo, and he's pretty great. If you like Jedi and you like weird concepts, and I love weird concepts, this is the figure to get. I was really hoping they would make this one, along with the Plo Koon with the double lightsaber gauntlet, and they're doing them, so I'm pretty stoked. Here we go, Imperial Scanning Trooper. This is the one that's caused a little bit of hubbub because of accessory-related issues. The figure itself, super articulated, working holster, gray, looks just like an Imperial scanning guy from the original Star Wars movie. I mean, nothing surprising here. A well-done figure, and the body should perform the basis of numerous AT-ST drivers and other figures in the future. The scanning accessory apparently is only half of the scanning gear. It has rolling wheels, it's blue, got some boxes on it. Hasbro is going to include the other half of the part with the variant figure, but here's the trick. Apparently, Hasbro is not so sure if they're going to release the variant figure now, so what you got is half of your scanning gear, which kind of sucks. But what are you going to do? The figure is really well done. I like the head sculpt. It's not really looking like anyone specific, but it's good design. It'll go great with your other action figures on your shelf, and I would highly recommend getting it if you have a Death Star diorama or anything like that. R2-D2, based on the Jawa attack. He has clip-on blue energy bolts. It is the vintage 2004 body, but it's a brushed silver dome, and he has a big black eye instead of a transparent blue one. So I would have to say that this is the first R2-D2 that really gets it right. The sculpt, the proportions, the deco, everything's perfect. He even has a restraining bolt on his body and a little bit of dirt. So he looks just like he should on Tatooine. It's quite possibly the best-looking R2-D2 Hasbro has ever done. And I do not use that lightly. I really do like this figure. I think it really is perfect. And it will be shipping in future assortments of Star Wars figures. So if you miss this one, you will have a shot to get it again. And you should. Let's see. Who do we have left? Oh, Chewbacca with iPod. Actually, it's Chewbacca with the communications gear for the Millennium Falcon. But let's face it, it looks like an iPod because he's got a white cord running down his chest. It's the vintage 2004 mold. So basically, it's the hairdo from The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi with brand new paint. I think they used the wrong head, but that's me. They sculpted it so there's a little band on the back of his head, and the gear itself is removable. The bandolier is the same as before, except for the place made to accommodate the gadget. And it should go great in your Millennium Falcon. It's a shame they didn't include it with the Millennium Falcon. But for those needing a good Chewbacca, this is probably some of the best paint job they've ever done with this mold, so I can't complain too much. And next we got the Jawa with the security droid. The Jawa is the construction basically seen on the figures over the last few years. No light-up eye port. Supposedly working holster. I have difficulty getting the gun in the holster. He can sit because of the cloth lower robes. He has a new bandolier, and looks like he'll be great with your other Jawas on the shelf. Dark brown, not too much dirt. Looks like he might smell terrible. What else could you want? His security droid has a lot of color on it. The base is basically silver. It has rolling wheels, a little black, a little red, a little more silver. And the articulated part on top is kind of copper and black and green. It's pretty good detail for an accessory figure. Back in the day, these things would come unpainted with figures like the Ninja Turtles line or even some Kenner lines. So it's nice to see they put that kind of work into it. Overall, it's pretty good. The entire case can be yours if you order it from entertainmenters.com. We got a limited number, which I believe is sold through, and we're taking orders for our next shipment. The other four figures in the case are a repack of Padme Amidala from the Evolution set last year. It's the Episode 2 version. Also, Commander Devis, which is a slight redeco of the Red Clone Commander figure from 2005. His arm armor is a little bit different. Other than that, basically the same. Also, it has Boba Fett. Boba Fett is a repaint of the Evolutions figure from 2008. It has better painted armor, richer greens. The always missing chest logo is there. So if you needed a perfect Boba Fett with removable helmet from The Empire Strikes Back, this is it. And it's rounded out by Death Star 2 Luke Skywalker from the Return of the Jedi wave. Okay, so that's great for the figures you can buy. Here's the figures you can build, because these are Build-A-Droid figures, and you get two. One is a new version of R3-A2. Previously, the character was sold as a Toys R Us exclusive in a Hoth 4-pack, which is kind of hard to get. It had a Tauntaun and a bunch of other figures for $20. Really quite a deal. But the figure itself was a little off-model. Coloring wasn't quite right. This one is very quite right. Actually, Hasbro outdid themselves. The dome is not only clear, it's very clear. So it's not like R3, do they end up calling it R3-D3 or R3-M3? I don't remember. It's R3-01 to me and always will be. But R3-A2 has orange, reddish-orange highlights. The eye is basically left unpainted except for the central part, which should be painted. The orange panels are decorated nicely, and you can see right into his head. It's perfect. It's great. You have to have one. Go get it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. And his buddy in this case is green, very green, R4P44, and he was one of Obi-Wan Kenobi's astromech droids. It is totally clean, unlike the movie, and the deco is pretty spot on other than that. He's green, he's got silver highlights, he's got a white body. The metallic green paint looks really good, it kind of sparkles in the light. I'm very impressed. Hasbro, you did a great job. And it uses the molds of previously released Build-A-Droids, because really, why wouldn't you? And you can swap parts and all that stuff. But anyway, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. You should also check out our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. Also, check out our catalog if you don't get one. It's something that they used to make hundreds of years ago. They put them in the mail, and you could get stuff from it. And we do that. It's a tribute to the greats. The Montgomery Wards that no longer exist. Stuff like that. But I got a look at our new catalog, which is coming out November 1st-ish. And it's got all kinds of new stuff in there. And you should check it out. If you're not on our mailing list, you can call Entertainment Earth and ask for a sample copy. Or you can order something, which is what you should do. And we'll throw one in the box as soon as they're ready to go out, which is going to be in about a week. So thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out free shipping. Say hi on Twitter if you're on Twitter. And I will see you guys all in the next episode.